Okay, so before we start Daf on Bez, we said we'll finish off the thing about the discussion of Mishnah Berurah regarding cutting your fingernails. Mishnah Berurah mentions that there's a kapeda against cutting your fingernails on Thursday. If a person is cutting his fingernails in order to be mechabit Shabbos, he should not choose Thursday as the day that he decides to cut his fingernails. Why? Shabur explains, because fingers, nails, start growing in on the third day when you cut of the cutting. Meaning if the cutting is Thursday, that's day one, day two is Friday, and day three is Shabbos. Lashon Mishnah Berurah is, Ein ze tikkun kavod Shabbos shechayza latzis. You didn't really make a constructive kavod Shabbos if it's starting to grow back on Shabbos. So if you cut them on Thursday, the assumption is they'll start to grow back on Shabbos. So that is not a good kavod Shabbos. Not really clear why not. If they were really long, just because they start to grow back on Shabbos, they're still short, it should still be a kavod Shabbos. But that is what the Mishnah Berurah brings over here, that's not considered a kavod for Shabbos if they start growing back on Shabbos. Therefore, you should not cut your fingernails on Thursday, but rather you should cut them on Friday. You shouldn't cut them on Thursday, you should cut them on Friday, the Chavad Shabbos. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says is the best way to do it. However, like I mentioned last time, you can cut your toenails on Thursday, and a person should not cut both his toenails and his fingernails, according to one opinion brought over here in the Mishnah Berurah from Magen Avraham. It says, Yesh HaKosfu, there are those that do not like it. They say that it's not proper for one to cut both his fingernails and toenails on the same day. The assumption is that it's going to be a bad simen, similar to the Chevra Kadisha, who take care of a mace. So we want to avoid that bad simen. So the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion that we should cut the fingernails on one day and the toenails on a different day. And like I mentioned a few times, right, the preference is that the toenails on Thursday and the fingernails on Friday. Now, we all know that there is a, maybe not all of us know, but many of us know that there's a concept that stepping on fingernails brings a very bad omen, especially in regards to miscarriages. So therefore, in order to hopefully prevent the miscarriage, we don't want the fingernails to end up, we don't want the nails to end up on the floor. We don't want the nails to end up on the floor, and therefore we should get rid of them, burn them, or bury them. Those are the different options brought down here from the Gemara, or flush them down the toilet. A lot of people do that. In order to avoid miscarriages, so if you're in a place where there aren't going to be women, like a Beis Medrash, or a men's bathhouse, a men's mikveh, a place where only men are going to be and not women, there's no problem. This is the Mishnah Berurah. There's an opinion brought in the Mishnah Berurah based on the Gemara that there's not going to be an issue as long as you remove the nails from the original place where they're in. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions to Ali Rabba that the preferable way of removing the nails from the original place is to sweep them into an adjacent room. Get them out of the room that they were in. It's not enough to just move them over in the same room. You should remove them from the room that they're originally in and move them into a new room. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. Yeah, the Ramah continues, not just your nails, but your hair as well. It's proper, it's a mitzvah, says the Ramah, to cut your hair, maybe possibly trim your beard. Doesn't say explicitly over here. But the idea is to be very trim, proper, going into Shabbos in the way that's most tasteful, and not the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, not as a manuvel. You shouldn't look unkept. Because if you look on camp, then you are being mezalzel in the kavod of Shabbos. The Berurah mentions over here, that some people don't cut their nails or take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls out on a Friday. Okay, there are places that have that minhag. Every place should do like their minhag is. Everyone should do like their minhag is. Okay, as Shabbos begins, really before Shabbos begins, but not too early in the day, you should mention in the proper way, ask that all the things that need to be taken care of before Shabbos were taken care of. In the times of the Gemara and times of the Mishnah, they used to say, Yisartim Eraftim, Yifrashtim Chala, and then they said, the husband would tell the household, his wife or the other people in the house, Hadliku Asaner, they should light the candles for Shabbos. This is the way it was done in the times of the Mishnah brought here in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch very wisely tells us a person should do it in the proper way. Not mean, not angry. A person should never cause anger in his home. He should talk in a nice way in order that the people in the house will listen to him and they aren't afraid to hide things from him or mislead him or also just not to do what they have to do. The proper way always to get the people in the house to do the right thing is to talk to them respectfully and nicely. That's all mentioned here in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. The modern application obviously would be is as Shabbos is beginning again, before the candles are lit, before the Shabbos candles are lit, so before one is Mekabel Shabbos, just to ask to make sure everything was set properly, the lights are set properly, the electricity is set properly, the Shabbos clocks are set properly. That would be the proper modern-day application of this halacha. Sim Reish Samach Aleph is about the right time to light the candles. So, first the Shulchan Aruch talks about Ben Hashmoshes. And Ben Hashmoshes will be discussed later at length. However, just to say very quickly, point out quickly from the Gemara that from the beginning of sunset there's a 72-minute period, which at the end of that 72-minute period, according to everybody, is already nightfall. But the question is, how to break down that 72-minute period? There's one opinion that the first 58 and a half minutes is considered daytime, and then the last 13 and a half minutes is considered Ben Hashmoshes. Then after those 72 minutes is up, then it's nighttime. That's one opinion. The other opinion is that in the beginning of sunset is the end of the day. The next 13 and a half minutes is what we call Ben Hashmoshes. And after that 13 and a half minutes is already considered nighttime, at least for certain halachas, I should say, in other words, that's going to be the earliest time that we could consider a nighttime. We'll learn later that to assume right after 13 and a half minutes is already nighttime is not the way we paskin when it comes to Motzei Shabbos. We paskin what it's called degrees, the amount of degrees that the sun is under the horizon. And based on that, we figure out when is nightfall. Okay, these are different opinions which will be brought up later. Here the Shulchan Aruch is working with the assumption, the Mishnah Berurah explains, working with the assumption that the first 50 and a half minutes after the beginning of sunset is daytime. Then you have 13 and a half minutes of Ben Hashmoshes, and then after the 72 minutes are completely finished, then it's nighttime. Important for us right now is not how to set the Zmanim. That we'll learn at a later point, at a different point. What's important for us here is to understand that the halachas of Ben Hashmoshes differ from when it's for sure nighttime, and as follows. When it's Ben Hashmoshes, a person is not allowed to light a candle. He's not allowed because it might be Shabbos. However, it is mutter during Ben Hashmoshes to ask a goy to light a candle l'serech Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says not just lighting a candle, but any malacha, which is l'serech mitzvah, or if he's torahed, if the Jew is torahed, as Shabbos is beginning, he doesn't feel like he's properly ready, he's allowed to ask the goy to do a malacha for him. This is different than Shabbos proper. Shabbos proper, when it's for sure nighttime, you're not allowed to ask a goy, even with tzarech mitzvah, to do a malacha for you. You're only allowed to ask a goy to do a derabbanim for you when it's the tzarech mitzvah. And the Ramah goes on to explain that if a Jew is mekabel Shabbos early, let's say he's mekabel Shabbos early, but not the whole community, just him, then it's mutter for the Jew to ask God to do malacha for him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the community always mekabel Shabbos early, then you can't ask him to do any malacha for you. You could ask him to do a malacha if it's a tzarech mitzvah, like I mentioned before, Beish Benish Moshes. You could ask him to do a malacha at tzarech mitzvah. So it turns out that there's three different categories. If you're mekabel Shabbos early before Benish Moshes, not the whole community, just you, you're allowed to ask Goy to do malacha for you, even if it's not a tzarech mitzvah. Benish Moshes, or if the whole community accepted Shabbos, you could ask a Goy to do malacha at tzarech mitzvah. Shabbos proper, after Benish Moshes, when it's for sure nightfall, when it's for sure Shabbos, you're only allowed to ask a Goy to do a malacha derabonon, and this is derabonon, the tzarech mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah ends off over here in the end of Sif Alf of Simresh Samachaf at Sif Katan Yirches with the following point. He says, if the whole community or most of the community accepted Shabbos, so then no one in the community is allowed to do malacha. Because once the community at large accepted Shabbos, so then even if one person didn't think about it, he didn't say, oh, I'm accepting Shabbos early, it's too late already. The community at large accepted it. He also is not allowed to do malacha. However, let's say it's not the whole community. It's one shul. There are different minyanim. There's the early minyan. There's the regular time minyan. So a guy attended, or maybe he plans on attending. The point being is he accepted Shabbos, and maybe the minyan that he's davening with accepted Shabbos, but a lot of other people did not accept Shabbos. So halacha over here is, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's mutter for this Jew who accepted Shabbos to ask another Jew who did not accept Shabbos yet to do malacha for him. Okay, so therefore, if a person, let's say in the summer, decided taking Shabbos early, but it's not something that's universal in the whole city or in the whole town, each minyan does it differently. So he already accepted Shabbos, even maybe his whole minyan accepted Shabbos, but many people in his neighborhood did not accept Shabbos. He's allowed to ask his neighbor to do malacha for him, as long as, like we said, as long as most of the community at large, did not accept Shabbos yet, it's going to be mutter for him to ask his friend, who's a Jew, to do malacha for him while it's still Friday for most of the community. Okay, so let's just wrap it up one more time. If someone has early Shabbos, not universally that the whole city did early Shabbos, just he did early Shabbos, he's allowed to ask another Jew to do malacha for him. He's also allowed to ask a goy to do malacha for him. If universally the whole community accepted Shabbos, so then he can't ask a Jew, because even if that specific Jew did not accept it, it's too late, because most of the community at large accepted, and therefore everyone has to accept the Shabbos. However, he is still allowed to ask a goy to do a malach for him, letzarech mitzvah, just like when it's ben shmoshes. That would be an example of where everyone accepted Shabbos, ben shmoshes. So everyone knows now, they're not allowed to do malach anymore, because it might be Shabbos. However, in ben shmoshes, even though everyone accepted Shabbos, you're still allowed to ask a goy to do malach letzarech mitzvah. Again, you're allowed to ask him to do malach letzarech mitzvah. Once Shabbos begins, for sure, once it's nightfall, for sure, then you're only allowed to ask a goy to do an Issa D'Rabbanan for you, but Tzarech Mitzvah.